CNN audience. You're listening to Radiance by Design. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight. My name is Veronica Entwistle, and of course, here we are in 2013. Hey, after the end of the world and so on. How many of you experienced that? So I'd love you to call in tonight and tell me what's going on with you. We've been talking about spirits a lot because I think I've said this, that ever since Julia Sant and her book, The Final Frontier, I've realized it's okay to call them in and not just wait for them to show up. I'm an intuitive. I've been talking to spirits most of my life, but I always thought, I think it's because I was raised Catholic, that you had to wait till they chose to come to you. But Dr. Julia Sant, whose book I absolutely cherish, The Final Frontier, and a whole bunch of books that I've been talking to people about dying lately and so on, have really encouraged me to realize that 2012, the shift, the whole thing, is really perceiving a thinner veil. And that the contact that we have this wonderful internet that's global, we have wonderful vibrational, what would you call it, unit that's universal, and some beings who choose can come and visit us quite easily from the other side. And those of us who are really up for that and choose can visit them too. And a lot of things can be resolved and healed, including lineage and old psychological glitches and patterns that you developed because you were eaten by a lion 6,000 years ago, something like that, you know. We have a whole bunch of fear-based things that we can toss aside and clear, but sometimes having a visitation from a being on the other side is one of the greatest ways to unhook a leftover pattern. It's as if you and I were having, I always tell this, but if you and I were having a big fight and we decided that we deep down cared, so we're going to go out for tea and sort this out. And I'd say, well, I felt this way. And you'd say, well, I felt that way. And each of us will go, really? And I felt that way. Well, I didn't mean that. I meant this. Oh, really? I misunderstood you. Blah, blah, blah. And it goes on and on until suddenly, let's go shopping. We're done. It's a little like that, where you actually bring up the truth of what's been going on and how you have felt or what kind of business you left behind, and then just having a greater understanding. And that can free us all. So we've been talking to spirits that belong to or want to connect with some of you. And some of you have had the braveness, I guess I'll call it that, to call into the show and let us speak to various spirits that are impinging themselves upon your life. I'm looking at a couple of you out there. So I want to talk a few minutes about how I think I've said to you many times that I've been involved for the last year and a half. I mean, I've been on the path for probably thousands and thousands of years, but basically more than 50 years now, or 40 anyway. And what I've done is explored a lot of things, done a lot of different kind of meditations and lots of healing and so on. And for the last year and a half or so, I have been involved in the Oneness Blessing group. And one of the reasons I love them is you put your hands on each other's head once you've been initiated. And it does shift the energy in your body. And in my healing energy work, I've used this process for many, many years of putting my hands on people's heads and kind of stoking the arcing frequencies coming off the brain. You know, if somebody's got, for example, extreme Alzheimer's, and you put your hands on their head, just about a half an inch off their head, you find that their brain energy fields are spiking and sparking into your hands. But if you hold your hands in a nice arch up there, you find that they start to arch a bit, and the person who owns these spiky vibrations begins to calm down body-mind. So the whole Diksha thing, which is passing on a transmission from a higher being, in this case, I'm a Bhagavan over there in India, being able to pass that on through people's heads, I was already attuned to knowing the huge impact that that can have inside the body. But I must say it's been such a pleasure to have it like a two-minute touch on the head and to give a two-minute touch on the head and feel really different and to see that. If you look online and you see the brain scans from people that have either done long-term meditations or TM or oneness blessing, their brains literally change. And the changes include the releasing of some of these old primitive patterns we talked about, spirits, and when you're in cahoots with spirits that have helped you invest in old patterns that you'd prefer not to have, it's not really any different. It's saying that these patterns have been etched in our brain in the form of, well, just electronic patterning, which create repeated reactions. So if you have enough oneness blessings and other kinds of meditation, but right now I'm focusing on the oneness blessings, you can release yourself from the tyranny of the subconscious drives and so on. Stuart Mooney said recently that we then can actually release ourselves from all karma. I'd like to believe that. I'm not there yet. I can tell I'm not. And we won't go into why. However, as I've been studying all that, and I'm really excited about it, and I love that physiologically you can actually see the difference. And deep in my heart, a lot of the times, even though it's been pretty, harried and chaotic in my life, I feel a deepening peace that I don't think I've ever felt before. And I attribute, I have in snippets of meditation time, but this is like all the time. And I'm feeling like that comes from the oneness blessing. So they call it awakening. Some people call it enlightenment, but in the oneness, they call it various levels of awakening. So you're no longer a product of where you've been, but you become fairly new and fairly peaceful at your life. So ironically, I've been having a lot of computer problems over the last month and a half, 2 months. I don't know how long, but it's been the blue screen of death has been welcoming itself into my workspace over and over again. So what happens, Christmas Eve, my whole computer, my hard drive dies. Boing! And there is no recovery for this little blue screen. And it was I just started to laugh the other day because I think, isn't it funny? I always call Christmas a season of rebirth, a festival of rebirth. And guess what? My hard drive died the day before Christmas. And isn't that what the whole oneness blessings working on? Shifting the hard drive. Isn't that what we're doing with spirits, is learning to shift what's been loaded into the hard drive so we don't have to have those automatic reactions anymore? So I'm chuckling away to myself, playing with metaphors, as it's all fixed now, but I just think it's really very fortuitous, very perfect, that the way I was running things with my computer, or the way I'm have been running things inside of myself, it's imperative now that change. So I want to say Happy New Year to you, and Happy New Year to me, and Happy New Year to my family and your family and the whole human species. And maybe we can shift our collective hard drive enough so that we're not running the old programs of, I think of being Catholic, I go, the seven deadly sins, possession and covetousness, competition, greed, and all that stuff. I'll beat you up and take your money, and then I'll be the winner. We're going to move out of that stuff. We're going to wash that hard drive. And we're going to move into our life as a new species. And remember, like any kind of evolutionary thing, it becomes very vibrational in each one of us. And as your vibrations flow out there and bang into the next guy, we are contagious. So instead of taking on your neighbor's wattles, we take on one another's uplifting, I'm on the move, I'm changing, I'm growing, that kind of thing. Take some and pass it on. So I just thought I'd share that huge overview. It's kind of a big one, isn't it? Because I do these interviews called Paradigm Shifters, or I call them Paradigm Shifters, and I receive wonderful books in the mail. And I interview authors and so on, and I kind of see myself as learning and indulging in some of these wonderful sparks of change, of growth, the kinds of things that take courage, invention, uplifting verve, and they write about them. And I get to read about it, and I get to talk to all these people, and I really believe, like talking about the hard drive of the collective, I really believe that having all these facets of change that are sparking and perking in our collective consciousness is very, very exciting, and that Paradigm Shifters and many, many, many other online radio shows, and probably some terrestrial radio shows as well, are connecting vibrationally to lift up the collective of our species, to introduce to you and to me, and to send a radiance with it into each of our hearts and our minds, possibilities, amazing possibilities of stepping out of the tyranny of the subconscious, the control by power, power bases and so on, and the ability to love ourselves and one another. So that's kind of another part of my preamble, as I see this great coalescence of beings either on the other side or coming up through all these different presentations that are just pumping and bubbling through the internet these days, and ways for you and I to pick up speed. So here we are, and it's time to do our collective. I like to do the collective meditation thing. Would you like to join me in meditation? And remember, when you join me in meditation, you're joining one another, and we're becoming a grand neighborhood out there. So let's all take a couple of deep breaths. A few more. And imagine above your head, create a golden ball, maybe 2 miles up. And below your spine, another golden ball. And drop a filament of light, preferably gold again, because it's got such a good radiance. Drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball down through your spine and into the lower golden ball. Then from the upper golden ball to about waist height, drop a four-sided pyramid. And then upside down, its point going into the lower golden ball, another four-sided pyramid. And the two pyramids hitch together. That creates an eight-sided structure called an octahedron. And inside the octahedron, there's a crystal ball that you're creating, and its outside edges push into the octahedron. And then farther inside of that, there you are in a star tetrahedron. That's the three-dimensional Star of David. Remember, you've already been skewered with this wonderful filament of light. And now I want you to spin and spin and spin in your star tetrahedron. Spin and spin and spin. And whilst you do, see in front of you that there's a magical screen. And on that magical screen, we're going to make some movies. The first movie is, who is it you want to become? What do you want to become? I want to become possible. Highly, highly possible. Enthusiastic. Coming from the heart. Consciously multidimensional. Woohoo! What is it you want to become? And then I see myself, or you see yourself, becoming that very thing. That very creative creature you are. And when you do, apply to yourself, wrap that in light, move it over to the side, and then we create the second movie. And the second movie is what it is you want to create. I always want to do heaven on earth. What is it you want to create? A book, a movie, a home, a family, love, 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 a vegetable garden? Pick the thing you want to create and see all the resources, the people, the time, the moolah, anything you need to create your famous project. And see all the pieces coming together to help you create it. You might be building something. Isn't it wonderful? And it comes together and you see yourself just going, oh, wow, it's beautiful. This is exactly what I wanted to create. Maybe it's a business. Mine is more like a business. Yeah, and I see all the pieces and it's serving all kinds of people and serving me. And my creativity is infinite because I'm sourcing the universe. And you are too. And now when it's done, I just want to say how great. Now wrap it in light. And now we're going to see, we want to sustain this project. So let's see all the pieces coming together, the people, the money, the fun, the enthusiasm, and the whole project gets to sustain itself. Yeah, not just sustain, it's going to grow and grow and be happier and happier on the planet. Now wrap it in light and move it over to the side, and let's talk to people who need some healing. Let's create our galactic healing center. And in the healing center, we see a beautiful healing table. This one's magical. And standing around the healing table, there's a ring of wonderful healing guides, yours and mine. You might have selected a few. Some of them step forward voluntarily, don't they? And the first person to come in and lie on the table is me, or in your case, you. So let's lie down on the table, because you got to start with yourself. It is all about me, right? I got to start and emanate my universe, my subjective world from me on out. Now, you might have an idea of what it is you want them to work on, or you might not. If you don't, let them tell you. If you do, you ask them for whatever it is you need and want. Good. And now they start to work on you. Funny, I asked for a... Maybe I won't tell you. Maybe I'll keep it a secret. Here I'm prying into a lot of your secrets, aren't I? Well, I think what I was asking about is my relationship to the material world, money and foundational growth. I have some business ideas, and I want to see myself just really finding it successful and easy to grow a big business project. What is it you want to heal? So for me, a lot of the healing, they just show me that there's this incredible film in my second chakra, and there's like these little membranes that they're pulling out, and they come out like they're kind of, you know, the mother in vinegar, that sort of thing. It's like they're pulling that kind of thing out of my intestinal area. It's not gross. It's just like little membranes, you know, that are covering up my ability to be infinitely wise and creative and productive. What's happening with you? Okay, so I feel that my body is just buzzing like mad, so I'm going to wrap it in light, move it over to the side, and they will work on me while I carry on with the next people. Okay, so this one has, oh my goodness. In comes this woman who's not very old, actually. She's probably in her late 40s, and she has a very serious illness. And she's extremely overweight. And they're talking to her heart. Not that she's having heart problems, but they're talking to her heart. They're moving a lot of energy throughout her body, and they're saying that her heart is afflicted. You know how your heart is a muscle, and sometimes when we have a lot of pain, we close that muscle really tight and we kind of clench it? And so she's having an awful time. She has rheumatoid arthritis, and she has this very strange tension in her heart, and she's pulled her energy fields in kind of a knot. She's holding way back against life. And they're kind of stroking her head and softening her resolve, I guess it is, because they're stroking her head and her brain, soothing her brain, and easing her spine. Oh, I see. So here's, remember we were talking about spirits. So they're saying here that she has a spirit being who wants to help her, someone who loved her in another life not very long ago. So she must have been alive, I don't know, I won't guess like 60, 70 years ago, and this being loved her very much. And he had to leave, and he never came back. And she felt, when she died kind of listless and not particularly focused. And she was quite fat in the sense of that sort of flesh that's really not very physically active. And that he says that he left her
He doesn't explain quite why. I think it's that he got pulled into some kind of drama and then sent to war and he didn't make it back. But she was so hurt and afflicted. When she was born in this lifetime, she still had that going. So her heart has never really opened in this lifetime, and it's made her feel very isolated. Oh, she's had friends and so on, but she doesn't have the ability. So he's saying, he's talking to her, and he's saying that he loves her, and he says, let's free ourselves up. And he's helping this team of healing beings. There we go. Pull out some of these substructures to her existence there. And the rheumatoid arthritis seems to be coming from a really deep kind of a, like a biochemical pressure in her joints, where she feels a kind of a subtle, hard-to-reach anger about the way her life has gone, feeling bereft, somehow left out. And you know what's interesting about her? She says that in her family, they didn't ever understand why she was like that, because they wanted to support her and be with her, but she couldn't receive it and couldn't accept it. And he's saying, you can now. He's talking to her and he's pulling out. Yeah, now her body is buzzing like mad. He's talking to her and telling her that he will never leave her, because they're united across the veil. Oh my, this is complicated, isn't it? So I'm going to wrap it in light for the sake of the next person that wants to come in. I'm going to wrap that in light, and we're going to let them talk, because the being that's on the other side and this woman are sharing energy at this point. And I feel like she's going to find a tremendous relief. Now we're going to ask for one more. Who would like to come in? Okay, I'm hoping some of you are going to call in after we're going to talk about this a little later. All right, so this one is a another woman who's really heavy. The weight thing is really important, because I think in a lot of cases the weight is from other lives. I don't know, when I say that, I go, there's never a rule, is there? But this other woman is coming in now, and she's very, very heavy, and she's got a couple of deteriorating herniated discs. But it's interesting about her, because she's had a lot of trauma in this life. She's been, here she is. She's lying down. She's saying that she's really at her wit's end. She can't imagine living through this much pain. And we're asking if we can get some help. So the team is working on her head, her brain pattern. Remember the Diksha and shifting the brain? And she also has, well, hers is mostly childhood pain and early teens. And they're pulling out a lot of programming that came from her childhood and teen. No, it came from other lives as well. She came in with a real victim in her, because I believe she was in the Auschwitz, the German camp, the death camp. That's it. Okay, now there's pain in her body as this amps up. So she's in the death camp. And she died there, and she was turned in by someone who's a friend. So she had a lot of betrayal in that life when she died. Now it's pulling on her chest, her heart, her brain, and of course the belly, which houses the subconscious. We're going back to the head, and the team is going back from the head to the belly, from the head to the belly, from the head to the belly. Okay, and wrap her in light and move her over to the side. And the last one is a little boy, and he's probably 11, 12. He's angry. He's very tense. He's really skinny. And in his other life, in this life, he's been very difficult. No one's been able to reach him. I suppose they call it autistic. I'm not sure that that's really what's wrong with him, but I think they've categorized him that way. And he's hyperactive, and you can't really communicate with him. But they're showing that he also, from another life, is carrying a tremendous betrayal. He's carrying a very, very sad perception of, it's funny, I want to say of humanity. That's rather broad, isn't it? He's carrying a very sad perception of what life is like. And he wants to finish. Okay, I see. So there's another spirit coming in, someone coming to him. He wants to finish off his connection with a certain aspect of his lineage, of his family. And the finishing off is coming from, in his, let's see if I can understand this. The team is working on him to change. This is interesting, to change. You know how we keep hearing you can change your DNA, you can change your cellular structure? Yeah, because his cellular structure is carrying a very interesting load of betrayal that comes from a huge, huge conglomeration of people. He's had a very, very big life before this one. And he's very disheartened about humanity, and he really does not want to connect in. The hard thing for him is he has a lot of physical discomfort, and he also is fairly dissociated. So they're working with his brain, and they're working, as I said earlier, with his DNA. So let's wrap that in light and move that whole picture over to the side there. These are more complicated ones today. Do you notice that? Okay, so let's bring in a fresh table. And let's bring in the, again, shall we bring in the world financial? There's so many things going on in the world that just make me just, because it seems to me that there's tremendous shift going on. People are waking up. People are moving out of the violence and the dog eat dog. But in the meantime, some of that is getting worse and worse. So let's bring in again the economic controls. We're bringing in the beings who are in greatest charge of the economic controls of the world economic situation. What do you think of that? Of course, we've got the fiscal cliff stuff coming in, and there's all the people from Congress and Obama and so on. And I heard a bunch of things on the radio today. There's a lot of disagreement about what's going on, so I don't know. But all I know is that the world economic order right now is very costly to many, many people because of dominance or use of power that's been constrictive. If I have it, you don't, that kind of thing. So let's just bring in the whole shebang. Put them all on this one table because we're magical and we can do that. And let's just call in a very harmonizing, beautiful energy. Let's call it in, and then let's send this harmonizing, beautiful energy, which I always see as kind of a salmony pink, move it up through the feet and right up through the legs, which are understanding and support, right? And move it right up into the spine, straight up the spine, and into the brain of all these different people that are in key positions of economic control on our planet. They all look like wishbones, and you go up their legs, and then you have it go up their spine. So let's turn them all into wishbones. We're just going to flood them with this amazing energy and have it awaken in them more compassion. Compassion for all that is alive and for Mother Earth, who's very much alive. We're just going to have them just infuse and imbue each person. Good. That's wonderful. I can feel it. My heart is just ripping open. How do you feel? Good. And then we're just going to wrap. We'll come back into the U.S. and we're going to wrap our president, his family, you know, our Congress, all the people that are elected representatives and people who work behind them, the lobbyists and so on. We're just going to flood them with this light of harmony, of love, of evolution. Good. And you know what we didn't do? So let's do this. We're going to add to our team of healers all the realm after realm after realm of the beings associated with them. So we have a huge, huge universal flow of consciousness on many, many levels, many dimensional levels, flooding down through our people who are controlling or running or whatever, the whole world economic thing. Good. And now, wrap that in light, and then have this light come down in through the top of your head, down into your heart, whirl around in your heart, move out your arms into your hands, and then pour it out your hands and absolutely pat it down all over the world, wherever there's injustices or sicknesses or starvation or wars, all of these incredible things, deceptions, banking deceptions, control for political reasons that forgets about the people. Yeah. Plugging up the damage from Sandy and the hole from the Gulf oil spill and all of that kind of stuff, have it go round and round and round and round so that our world is just radiating this wonderful salmony pink color of harmony and life for all. Have it go round and round and round our planet, back into your hands, up your arms, which are how you give and receive love, into your heart, whirl it around. Shoot up through the top of your head out into the great central sun. And turn around and close off your galactic healing center. And now jump into your star tetrahedron. And now spin and spin and spin and spin. And then meet me here. Meet me here in BBS Radio. We want to talk to you about whatever's going on in your world. Whatever's going on. If we bring in a spirit, fine. If not, fine. Let's just talk about you and what you're doing. Did you have a good New Year's? I don't know what a lot of you think about this, but we saw The Hobbit, and I thought it was just like gratuitous violence. I wasn't pleased about that. My grandson loved it. Bob liked it because he's crazy about technology, and there was a lot of that there. But what did you think? 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. My name is Veronica Entwistle, and I have a new website. Some of you have been wonderful about checking it out, giving me feedback. I've got some blogs there. I'm picking up speed on those. Some of them are fairly, as my wonderful marketing guy Mike said, they're a bit dense, meaning there's a lot of material in one little page. So I'm trying to lighten them up and be a little bit more playful with them. So I appreciate your feedback, VeronicaEntwistle.com. Now, let's see here. What do we want to talk about? I was talking about changing my hard drive in both my computer and in my mind and in my body. What about you? Do you have all kinds of things that you want to change? What do you think about manifestation? Have you found 2012 to be the end of life as you knew it? Have you experienced it as being a shift? What's going on in your world? I've noticed that there's a lot of people who are making changes in terms of what they do for a living, of where they live, what they believe in. I've heard a lot of people saying, especially around the election time, that they really could not believe, they really got soured on how the election went. And people are changing. I mean, I just see more and more people waking up to the deceptions that have been going on, and recognizing that we would be much stronger if we can stand up and say things. So what's been going on in your world? Now, since you're not calling in, let's see, I'm going to look at a couple of people here. Okay, one of you, there's a woman that has called in before, and we've talked, and she has a lot of body pain. She's had it for a long, long time. It's inhibited her life tremendously. She has a great deal to share on the planet. And she's in her 60s now. Let me see here. And I'm seeing three spirits, three lifetimes that are working with her. And one of them is she's kind of in bondage to this feminine being, and we worked on it, and I'm just looking to see if she's changed that. Looks like her body is lightening up somewhat. It isn't quite as fiercely hot and burning in the various parts of her body, you know? She's been suffering from her skeletal muscular pain for probably all of her life. So I'm just looking to see. And for those of you who have a lot of arthritis, and whether it's osteoarthritis or rheumatoid arthritis, any of that, it really helps to pay attention to what feelings you're sublimating. Because remember, when we sublimate feelings, we actually create a huge biochemical flush, right? So we're going to run some energy for my wonderful caller, who's also a client now. We're going to run some energy. So I'm going to ask all of you to focus on the base of your spine. Good. And I'm going to ask you to call up any of the anger that you might be suppressing. Because remember, if it's at the base of your spine, you and I know that it's been there for lifetimes. It's way down deep in your base animal instinct, in your the most primitive part of your drive. I always think the red chakra is also a really creative source. So we're going to focus the base of your spine. We're going to focus energy and have that run right up your spine. Right up to the top of your head. Excellent. And when you're going to do this kind of thing, which I think a lot of you know, it's really advisable to bring up the feelings. For example, we're talking about anger in this lifetime. It's really advisable to bring up the feeling. How many of you find it really hard to know exactly what you're feeling? It's funny, I've had a lot of clients, men clients, who have cried and cried because they can't get what they're feeling. Sounds kind of contradictory, doesn't it? Paradoxical. But the reality is, oh, good, you called. I just finished this thought. The reality is that if you learn to stuff your feelings into your body, it's sometimes very difficult to bring them up. So I'm encouraging you to do so because they're going to move really fast these days. Hi, you're on the air. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Veronica. Aloha. This is Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing really good.
It's nice to hear your voice.
And thank you. I haven't spoken with you in a while.
No, you haven't, but I'm sure you have lots to share.
Well, I'm just feeling happy for kind of no particular reason.
Oh, what
a
shame, hey? I said, oh, what a shame, hey?
Yeah, well, I've been back here almost a year, and I'm not sure what's next or what my work is or where exactly I'm going to be living, but somehow I'm not panicking about that.
Well, weren't you taking trips to France, and aren't you?
I haven't been to France for a little while.
But you used to, right?
Yes, I did. So I'm
funny.
Just curious what might be next for me.
Okay, and you're not doing massage anymore?
Just a little bit. I'm just ready for something. I'm ready for what life has to offer, and I have no idea what that is. I'm feeling pretty expanded.
Yeah, I was going to say your light is getting really brighter and brighter, Yvonne. And it's very fun, and I'm looking, I'm going, okay, there's a, it's not France, but there's something you're going to do for groups of people, and it's not one-on-one like massage, it's like groups of people, and you're very entertaining for them. Do you know that? You seem to go to a number of places with people. I don't think you want to stay like just in one place for a while.
I like adventure.
Well, you're going to adventure, darling. Do you have an interest in like the Yucatan and Palenque and all of those kinds of things? Because I think it might be something like that.
Yucatan?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
South America?
Nice. Oh, that's surprising.
Well,
I was getting more Yucatan area rather than South America, but I'm headed down in that direction. And your light is very bright, and you're teaching people something, and you're learning about something yourself, because you're happy when you're learning, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know what I know at all anymore. I don't even know how to describe. It's like I don't even know what to think anymore.
Isn't that great? That means you're waking up. Oh, goody, we have another caller. If you'll just wait a bit after Cheryl, I'd love to talk to you. And what it seems to me is that you're moving into the kind of, you know what we call it, the universal flow or something, where we're in a state of being in harmony with a lot of what's around me. Because I see you taking people somewhere and teaching, and it's like you're really relaxed, you're having fun, you're going, I can't even believe I'm doing this for a living. You're going to do some writing and some communication, but it doesn't look like you're driven. It looks like you're really enjoying it, you know, like a master gardener would, sort of thing. And it's going to come to you through several people.
I love that. I feel like I'm just, I'm open and, you know, the magic is just unfolding, and I can't imagine how something like that could come to be, but I believe it.
And are you single?
I am.
It's funny because I see you in some very interesting place, seems to do something to do with sunshine, but also some history and so on, and then there's a partnership that comes up. And he's very like you. He's extremely like you. I would say he's more like he's the male version of you. You see?
Oh, wow.
And,
Is that possible?
I really like him.
Nice.
Yeah, it's very, but it seems like you meet him somewhere else, and then the plans begin to evolve in another direction. But, Cheryl, I think you're going to write and present and so on from those experiences. And I don't know what's going to happen on the world, but it looks easier than it's looked for years.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you for calling in. It's just a delight to hear from you. And I just want to say that you're going to be prompted into this. This is kind of like a fantasy voyage or harebrained scheme or something, but it's going to make sense step by step because you're going to be like invited to go along on something. It's going to be that kind of evolution of this process. And I think immediately of your France tours because you were very involved in gathering people around something interesting. So I think it was walking tours, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Wow, you have an amazing memory.
Thanks. I hope I can maintain that till I'm 100, right?
You can.
We want you. Well, many blessings and Happy New Year. Now, you're going to have to phone in and let us know whether all this happens and when.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to start writing about it before it even happens.
Good girl. Good girl. I can hardly wait to read it.
Many blessings to you, Veronica. Thank you for everything. I appreciate
you
so
too,
much.
And you too, Cheryl. You too, darling. Well, that was such a treat to hear from her, and there's someone on hold there. Hello, you're on the air.
This is Carol from Kansas. I'm checking in.
Hi, Carol from Kansas, checking in. Did you hear I was kind of talking about you a while back?
Yes, I was suspecting that that was me.
How are you doing? Would you like to tell everybody?
I'm sorry, what?
I said, how are you doing? Would you like to tell everyone?
Yeah, I feel like I'm making progress. I'm still in pain, but I think I'm beginning to understand how to, move the energy out.
Well, you're letting it express itself. It seems like, are you able, now this to everyone, we were talking about Carol behind her back, but fortunately she was listening. But there's when I look at your body, I see that, and you're getting help from your spirit being still, too, quite a bit, actually.
And I would say to you that you're releasing, or there's a kind of a leakage or a releasing of some of the old feelings. Like one of them is an ancient anger that you've had. And it's sort of, you know, like it's sort of sneaking out of the channels in which it's been stuck. So that's you giving it permission to come up. Do you know you're doing that?
Right. Well, I feel like I can't hold energy in my body very well. You know, it feels like it's just leaking out all the time.
I want that for you. So the art of doing this, Carol, is to allow it, to look at it, to let it be, to love it. And yours has been packed in for quite a while, so I imagine it'll take a while, but we never know. Sometimes it changes in the blink of an eye. So we're just going to send some, and I was sending some energy to the base of your spine. And
yes, I can feel it.
Good, and what we're seeing is some really, and for everybody at home, focus on the base of your spine as well, because we all have sublimated angers and stuff, but Carol's a little tired of having the pain. This is not any good for you. So we're going to try to move it a little bit more. I think you are coming along.
So is it necessary for me to call in these spirit beings?
I don't think it's necessary, but I think sometimes it'll help you. And I think that it's not necessary. But for me, it really helps me to see and personify some of the supporters that are there for me, you know? It just gives you some nice bit of drama. But this woman, the woman that we mentioned before, I saw three, that fellow that was abusive as can be and so on, but the woman who was complicated and she was really rigid and strict with you, she's really moving and grooving with you right now. She's really trying to help you move. Because she wants freedom, too. She wants to be done, you know?
Yes, yes.
And there is a love there.
Another question I had, if I hadn't have called you, would these spirit beings have come forth without your intervention?
Yes, because they find, well, I can't be sure about that, except that they find more than one way, you know. I'm not so special. They just find somebody that they can, because like we said at the beginning, the veil is thinning, it's moving very fast, and that their possibilities, their access to being able to free themselves as well, especially the first guy we saw, so they're going to find somebody who will let them in and help you regain some of your own, if it's regained, gather some of your own strength and energy. So, yeah, it's not hooked to me particularly. But I'm a pretty good conduit.
Well, it really helped me just to know, you know, that that was my problem. Because if I had contacted you, otherwise I would have never known, you know, that what was causing all this turmoil in me or this trauma.
And the delightful thing is that means you were being directed and guided to someone who could do that. It might have been someone else that could do it as well, but this is just the guidance you got was to come in this direction. So that works, right?
Yeah, but I there was other people that worked on me that pulled stuff out of me. They never you know, told me that there were, that I had this trauma or this, you know, this being that abused me or any of that stuff. I mean, you know, it's never brought to my conscious attention.
But maybe he wasn't ready yet.
I'm sorry.
It's just, you just never know why. See, people who see are all different. So we don't all see the same thing. And if you're, you know what I mean? Anything's got multiple
facets. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. And,
I'm just saying it helped me to know that. And
I'm
consciously
so glad.
To know that. Where
I'm
with
so
them,
glad.
I don't think I would ever have known that this, you know, that this happened to me. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I sure do. And I'm just grateful that you are calling back in and keeping us posted.
Yes, I'm thankful that I am able to call back in and you welcome my call. That means a lot to me.
Well, Happy New Year to you, Carol, and May you keep that leakage, we'll call it leakage, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just keep it flowing, and one of these days you'll be out of pain, and we'll be so thrilled for you and for ourselves.
Yes.
See?
All right, thank you, and I did receive the tape, so
good.
I'm listening to that.
Good. Well, Happy New Year to you. May this be a new year.
Thank you very much.
All right, bless your heart.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So now I love that call. Carol's a wonderful being, and she's the one who suffered for so many years. But isn't it interesting, that example? I don't think we're better or worse than anybody, but that's the track we're on right now, and it certainly is effective. So I hope it's been effective for you. Now, my next interview, next Tuesday night, and actually my interviews are now on podcasting on my website, so that's fun. But next Tuesday night here on BBS at 8 o'clock, we've got Tony Burrows, and I got this book in the mail from the wonderful people at Viva, what is it called? One of the publishers, anyway, and I really love the group that sends me these books, but it's called Get What You Want, and I thought, oh, The Art of Manifesting, I don't know, but you know what? This is a really good book. It's called Get What You Want, which is really simple, but what happens is this guy has like a journal. And it takes you through day by day by day, and you write and you take your you make your own little notes, and you just learn who you are, what's inside your own code, what are your universal truths, what are your relationships, how can we shift all that? And it just takes you through inch by inch. And Carol, if you're still listening, I'll bet you'd love this book. Get What You Want. It's called The Art of Making and Manifesting Your Intentions. With Tony Burrows. Most of you listening to this have probably done at least a million manifestation techniques so far. I actually like those structures that we use. They really are very good for empowering, whether it's your relationship with people or it's like you can raise the fields and frequency of yourself and your rapport with other people and your changes and your dynamics and so on. It's a wonderful tool for manifestation, but this guy, Tony Burrows, has really got an interesting version of it. I like it. It's not energy so much, except it's energy through intention. And it works for him, so tune in on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. And then on Thursday night, we'll be doing more talks with you here on Radiance by Design. And I really love your live calls. It's really nice for me on any subject. You don't have to talk about spirits. Check my website, because I'm just learning, and some of you have been kind enough to say, you know what's missing is blah, blah, blah. I appreciate that, because we're still in the throes of putting it together. We're going to do a little shoot tomorrow, and if I can get my hair nice enough. And love to have your feedback. I'm writing some blogs and thinking about my hard drive changes in my own self as well as my computer. So what kind of changes are you making in this new year of 2013? So thank you so much for tuning in to Radiance by Design. It's wonderful to hear from you. You can also leave comments on my website. It's got a little Ask Veronica section. And that means you can tell me as well, right? You don't have to just ask. So let's all take a deep breath and send blessings out to one another. Thank you for listening. Good night and Happy New Year.